And welcome back to the Maybaum Perspective. John Chambers, broker in charge, and I are here again today speaking to you guys as agents. We are always trying to figure out ways to continue to help you guys in the trenches.
Yep.
It is a competitive industry. Good Lord. Some
days
a lot more competitive than others, but it's a competitive industry. It's a very competitive market right now. It's a good market.
Right.
So it's an even market. But what we have found is a lot of times when you are up against competition and you know it, your seller has told you, I've got three people coming in today.
Right.
That nervousness in your stomach starts to get the best of you. And all of a sudden, your value proposition that you have memorized, that you believe in, that is true to the core, goes out the window and you panic. And that's normal. And, you know, just like any kind of public speaking that you do, even if you know the seller, probably more so, if you know the seller, you know, some of those friendships all of a sudden are on the line there. You've got a friend, they want to list their house, but they want you to come in and do a listing presentation. And John is probably seen, heard, done, executed, edited more listing presentations than anybody else at the company, but also knows what it takes to win a listing. You have to be confident in yourself.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about soft skills. You got to be confident in yourself. What else do you have to have going into that?
I like to call it casual confidence. In other words, it's not an arrogancy or a, you know, some kind of higher than thou.
Right.
But it is a belief in yourself, in company,
right,
in the service you provide. And it's just, that comes from knowing that you've put in the preparation work.
Right, right. Well, and I think once you've built a relationship, especially if you don't go into a sales call feeling so salesy. So even if you've never met the client before, they've been referred to you by a friend, you know, finding that common theme with them before time. So whether it's a text or a call or an email, and then walking in the door, walking in to meet someone, already feeling like you have that kind of same confidence together.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there's so many elements of and we could go into details about how to present and how to do a CMA and all of that stuff. But just to keep it broader, you know, there's some elements to the listing presentation that are just kind of standard that you need to have.
All right, let's hit those first. Tell us what we need to have.
I think the first thing to do is understand how important the listing is. I mean, nothing happens until there's something to sell.
Right.
And when you start doing the math on what that listing is worth to you, okay, that's where your stability's at. That's where your consistency's at. That's where your security's at.
Right.
So you have to treat it for what it is. It is very important.
Yeah.
And so I think the first element of a great presentation is you've got to put the preparation time in.
Okay.
You can't just wing it.
Right.
And you have to look at, okay, there's 2,000 agents in our market. Why are they going to choose me? And that starts by preparing. I think you can't put too much time in preparing for listing. I treat it like a job interview.
Sure.
So if I'm coming to your house to list, you're interviewing me for a job. So I want to come in there prepared. That's every detail. I want to look right.
Right.
I want to have the information correct. And so let me say this. There's not just one right way or one wrong way to do a listing presentation.
Sure.
There's different styles. For example, good agents, some will argue a one-stop listing presentation. Mm-hmm. Some will argue a two-stop.
Right.
I always like the two-stop.
Okay.
The reason why is because if I come out and preview your house ahead of time, and one, I get to know you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get to know, who am I dealing with? Am I dealing with somebody who's going to expect a lot of data and a lot of stats?
What's their style?
Or am I dealing with somebody who just get me to the bottom line.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get to see you.
Okay.
And then I get to see your house. And I think that gives me an advantage over somebody who comes in, recommends a price and a strategy, but they haven't seen the house yet.
Right.
So if I come in ahead of time, spend some time getting to know you, getting to know the property, and then when I come back, I've invested that extra time.
Right.
So, you know, when you look at the amount of money the seller's paying us, we owe it to them to be prepared.
Yeah.
So first is put the work in ahead of time.
Okay. I
like
that.
Preparation.
And I do think sometimes the preparation can look different based on maybe what the seller's going through. If the seller says, I need you to list this house tomorrow, you've already been in the house, you know, maybe you get to skip that first step.
Sometimes, yes.
But if it is I've never seen or been in this property or met these folks, 100% agree. It would be like going on a cold job interviewing without doing any research
right
before you go in for that first sure interview. So after you've done that and you come back for your second stop, what are some must-haves? And again, the listing presentation, like you said, can take a lot of different forms. It sure can be printed.
That's right.
It can be digital. Yep. It can be on a website. There's a lot of different ways, but what, you know, kind of key elements do you feel are needed?
Well, I think it needs to be personalized.
Okay.
And that's by good that, I mean, I think it should have, well, you're trying to, in my mind, connect what I call a triangle here. And that is me, the agent, you, the seller,
okay,
and the company brand, Maybaum. So you've got the company, the agent, the seller.
Gotcha.
And so I'm trying to connect those and personalize it. So by that, I mean, if I come to your house, I'm going to have a presentation that's got a picture of your house on it. Mm-hmm. It's going to have your name on it, your address. It's not going to just look. Now, a lot of it is standard.
Right.
But
not totally templated. Right. It's going to be
sure
customized.
I'm going to personalize
sure
it to you okay the best I can. And so I think you got to do that to make that connection.
Yeah.
It needs to be what I call a powerful presentation. And by that, I mean, okay, I'm treating it like a job interview. I've got to convince you to hire me. I'm going to show up with a resume. A lot of people don't do that.
Yeah.
But I want to show up with something that says, here's who I am. Here's my credentials.
Right.
And I want that to look good.
Right. Now let's touch on that real quick. I'm a newer agent. I've only been in the business, you know, a year or two, let's just say, but I have a bunch of sales history, or I was a teacher, or I was a nurse, or I've stayed home with my children the last decade. How much should I put on that resume? If I don't have a lot of, you know, sales figures, I can't say I've sold 100 million in real estate.
Right.
How much should I put in which tactic should I use so that they still see that I'm very competent to do this job?
Well, if you've got a background similar to real estate, other sales or whatever, sure, certainly if you've won awards, top sales in okay other industries, you can certainly use that. But if you don't have that, mm-hmm, then maybe you don't use the resume,
okay,
but then you lean heavily on the company name.
Sure.
So, you know, you have to, it's all a strategy.
Yeah.
You got to know the seller, but you got to know sure yourself. And
if you've been in real estate for two decades and you've sold yeah millions of dollars in real estate,
oh,
and,
yeah,
and want to, you know, tout any of those awards, that's an easy,
absolutely,
you know, kind of thing to add in, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yep.
You okay use it to your advantage, whatever your situation is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So outside of those things, and I don't know if you realize this, but these are all P's so far. So I'm hoping you're going to have another P for me. So we've previewed the house. We've personalized. We've come up with a powerful presentation. I don't even
powerful
feel like you did this on purpose,
no,
but I feel like you need to come up with another P for me.
I can do that.
Okay. What is
it? I can do that. But first I want to hit one more on the powerful part. And
okay
by that, I mean, rehearse it. You're giving them facts, but you're also, for lack of a better word, you are putting on a little bit of a show.
A little show.
And by that, I mean, people want to do business with people who are excited about what they do.
Yeah.
Come in excited. You're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know what to say. You've studied it. You know your material. You know the market. You've gone on and looked at the market
right
stats.
Right.
I mean, people deserve they're paying us a lot of money.
That's
they
right
deserve the best.
That's right.
And so you have to go in with that enthusiasm and that drive and that work ethic.
Yeah.
So you want another P. I'm stalling to think of one. So we got a prepared presentation.
Uh-huh.
We have a personalized presentation.
You're gonna preview it too.
Yeah.
And then powerful presentation.
Your powerful presentation. How about a profitable presentation?
Profitable. Okay. So you're gonna get to some CMA.
Yeah, and by profitable, I mean you're there. Your focus is to help the client.
Right.
It's their house. It's their life. It's their family.
Right.
It's a big deal.
Sure.
So they are priority. Another P for you.
I'm writing okay that
another
down
P.
This is getting better
they
by
are
the
priority
minute. All these P's.
But it should be profitable to you.
For sure.
As the agent. You're worth
you're working hard
the money.
That's right.
Yes. You're worth the money. And you have to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe it, you'll never convince somebody else of
right
that. So, but now, you've got to prove that. You got to earn it.
Right.
So it can't be profitable if you come in unprepared, very little data.
Right.
You know, you just looked at it on Zillow and it says it's worth this, so here's the price.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
You've got to earn the money.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a P out there.
Okay.
Promotion.
Promotion.
So you probably want to tell them how you're going to promote it. And that's somewhat of my wheelhouse. And I do think, you know, again, at Maybaum, we've got a great marketing team. And a lot of times we're tasked with coming up and helping agents going into these competitive listing presentations come up with how they are going to market the home. Yeah. How have you marketed it in the past? And I think that would be a great opportunity. Let us help you with your portfolio. Another P. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Portfolio, right? So you want to give them some examples of how do you market both, you know, in after the listing is live, before the listing is live, how are you going to work your database? How are you going to show them statistics of past sales? You know, the AdWords campaigns, if you posted it on social media, what that engagement looked like. Did you host broker opens? Do you host open houses on the weekend? I think all of that promotion side really helps that client feel like they're going to take care of me. They're worth that profit station because they're going to do all these things.
And that's part of the process in the powerful part of the presentation.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it is laying out your strategy.
Right. Right.
And why that's the best one out there.
Better than anybody else. Okay. Yeah. So you've done all these things. You've blown their socks off. You're awesome. They love it. They cannot say enough good things. And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I am killing this listing presentation. I am going to get this listing. They think the world of me. I'm going to sell this house in 30 days. And then the dreaded next step comes where you say, okay, to move forward, I would like to go ahead and get a buyer brokerage with you
or
a listing agreement. Buyer brokerage on the other side, listing agreement, right? And I, you know, here is what my fee is. And you feel really confident in what you're going to ask them to pay you. And they say, this sounds great, except Agent X who came in right before you.
Yeah.
They agreed to do it for just a little bit less. We want to use you. You're so
never
right.
Happens,
I don't know if this
it?
Ever happens. So never just riddle me this. but this has been so great. You're so wonderful. I think you would be the right person for the job. But can you just take a little bit less? I mean, it's not that much money. This is an exorbitant amount of money for my house. Why do you need this much? You know, you're not going to spend that much on marketing. What do you do then? What is your next step?
First, you got to be prepared for that because it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think before you say anything, you have to do the presentation to the point that they do want you.
Right.
Okay. You come in, you know, half-hearted on the presentation, then, you know, I think they've got a right to ask you for less.
Sure.
But if you come in, you've done your research, you've done your homework, you've laid out a winning marketing plan, you've priced it at market value, you've proven that with all your data.
Right.
You get to the point where if they don't say what you said about, you know, I want to use you, will you do it less? If they just say, will you take less? That is the first thing I would ask them is I would say, well, let me ask you this. If the fees were equal, who would you rather work with?
Sure.
Okay. And if they say me, that puts you in an advantage there right out of the gate.
Right.
Because
that's good.
You know, they want you. They just want the other guy's price.
Right.
So then, you know, you can go, you need to have an arsenal of things to say from there. I mean, you can then ask, what did this person tell you they were going to do to earn that fee? Do you mind if I take a look at the presentation they did for you? Well, they didn't do one. Okay. So you're fishing for that.
Right.
You ask the questions. If it's, you know, level playing field, who would you rather work with? Well, what did they do? Let me see the presentation.
Sure.
And then my favorite thing that you go back and forth with all of that. I mean, some agents just say, no, I won't cut my fee. It's that simple. But I think you have to navigate through that. One thing I like that's so powerful in my mind, and you've probably heard me say this before, is if we're sitting there and I've done my job,
right.
I've wowed you,
right?
You want me, you just want me to do less. The next thing I'm going to do is look at you and say, Megan, if I can't sit here and defend my own fee,
right?
Am I really the guy you want defending your $500,000?
That's right.
I mean, that's because at the end of the day, people will pay for good service.
That's right.
And so you have to believe in yourself, number one. You have to put a presentation together that's going to wow these people.
Right.
And then you have to be prepared to protect that fee.
You got to be able to back it up. And I will say one of the best analogies that I've ever read or heard, you know, when it comes to fees of any sort, but especially in real estate, besides your physical health, the most expensive thing that you're going to do is a real estate transaction. Besides taking care of your body. So if it's your physical health, you're going to want the best surgeon.
That's
you're not
right.
going to want the discount surgeon, doc in a box to cut your heart open, right? You're going to want to go to the very best cardiac surgeon to give you that level of care. If you go to a discount agent who's willing to continue to cut and cut and cut,
yep,
how do they value themselves, to your point? If they cannot go to you and say that I am worth this because I am the best,
right,
and the best person for this job, then you probably are barking up the wrong tree, unfortunately.
Sure. Yeah.
When do you know though when it's time to just walk away? If someone is seemingly a great seller, you really want this deal,
right,
but you just can't kind of come to terms on either what they want you to list it at, because that's sure. The other thing, they might say, I'll pay you X percent. That sounds great. But you have my house at 500. I want you to list it at 600. How do you know when the right time to walk away from the table is?
Well, really just the most obvious thing is if it is either an overpriced listing and you know it, you mm-hmm. came in knowing it's worth 450 and they're not going to go, you know, less than 5.25.
Right.
And, you know, because if 100% of nothing is nothing.
Still nothing.
And you've got to sell it. So overpriced is a big one. If the house is just not in a good location, not in good condition, I mean, you just kind of know, sure. Okay? And
not gonna work.
It's rare that we walk away. I mean, we'll roll the dice and take it. And you know, I got to say to the agents too, I have so much respect for what they do.
Absolutely.
Back when I did it, it was not as complex as it is now. I have so much respect for them in a time when there is downward pressure on commissions. We all know from the NAR lawsuits and all of that. So it is getting more and more difficult.
Yeah.
So it's easy for me to sit here and say, oh, just say defend this or say it, that. Right. And because it sounds good in the studio.
Yeah.
But across the kitchen table, when you know you want this listing,
right,
it can be difficult. And so, you know, we do everything we can to protect that fee.
Sure.
That's what we're in business for. That's what puts food on the agent's table.
Absolutely.
I support that totally. But, you know, I will say, you know, you get in one of those situations, we always say, call your broker, sure, call your manager, call me, let's talk through it. I mean, we're firm and we're aggressive in protecting our value.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, it's a case by case.
You got to be mindful of what you're walking into.
Yeah.
I think one thing I will challenge all of our agents to do would be to look at what you're doing for your listing presentation. And again, it could take a lot of forms. And we have some veteran agents who are very good at what they do and they've been successful for many years, who don't necessarily have a printed listing presentation.
Sure.
And they go in and they meet with the client first. They do that that preview step one. And they get to know the clients and they ask the questions and then they do come back with, you know, a more customized report. But I would challenge all of our agents, and I don't know how you feel about that, but right now in the middle of busy season, selling season, if you will, it is a great time to take a minute and either with your manager, with your broker, with your marketing team, with a trusted, you know, kind of focus group of people, somebody not in the industry at all, you do a listing presentation for them, do a little role play.
Yeah.
What you would go through if I was listing your house. Heck, one of your friends would probably love to see what you would list their house at. I mean, now's a great time to do that. Go through it and see your confidence level in defending your value proposition.
Sure.
And give yourself the opportunity to make those edits and tweaks because the industry is changing. And if we kind of keep that same listing presentation that maybe worked 3, 5, 7 years ago.
Well, again, it's anything worth doing, it takes practice.
Sure.
And so, yeah, I believe, and I used to do this. I mean, you look in the mirror and practice even your facial expressions when somebody says, will you cut your commission? I mean, look at them like you've never heard that before. I mean, just, what?
Do you know who I am?
It all matters. The details matter. But yeah, you got to prepare it. And, you know, to your point too, the different agents, different styles, there are agents in our company that have so much credibility out there.
Right.
Repeat and referral business is their business. They've got the listing before they even get there.
Sure.
I mean, there are those that have that luxury. They've earned it.
That's right.
I mean, it's their listing before they even walk in the door.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm speaking, you know, more to the one who's got to compete for it.
Right.
I mean, you've got, you know, it goes back to, I like the old Sun Tzu Art of War stuff, that every battle is won before it's ever fought.
Yeah.
You've got to have your preparation, your strategy before you walk in the door.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Well, we challenge you guys to do that, and we are here to do some role play when you're ready. We'll see you next time.